Truth Nation, it's time for a special edition of Truth Unfiltered with Dr. Ken Harris and Denise Thomas.
So, I mean, like, what happens when you enter the barber? Do they, like, okay, everybody, get out. Dr. Ken's in the building. Everybody, don't talk. Kids, shut up.
You ever been in a black barbershop?
Where it's
like, structured chaos?
And this show is strictly for the Truth fans. Watch and connect with us on the Truth YouTube channel.
You know what? The YouTube chat line, y'all be in a world by yourself. Y'all supposed to be listening to the show.
Or join the conversation as Truth Unfiltered is opening the Truth Talk and Text line for you.
833-212-1017. You can stream us live on YouTube and Twitter. Have you ever experienced a situation, if more than once, where you were passed up for a promotion, and when you inquired why you were passed over for the promotion, you were told, Dr. Ken, just be patient.
It was the grading in the promotion process where, and let me give you a very specific example, because I had a person that was on the committee in the room.
Truth Unfiltered starts now on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Here's DT and Dr. Ken.
You're listening to Truth Unfiltered. Denise Thomas, Dr. Ken Harris. Hey, I want to remind you, listen on Fridays, Truth in the Afternoon with me, Dr. Ken Harris, during Black History Month. So the first, second, and third week, you're going to not just get questions, you're going to get Dr. Ken's Black History Trivia. It's about culture, facts they don't teach you, stories that matter. So first, we just gave away. We had a winner last Friday. We'll have a winner this Friday. We'll have a winner next Friday. And then the following Wednesday, I'll be giving it away because I'm out of here on the Thursday and Friday.
Where are you going?
So I ain't telling you where I'm going.
And see?
I got some work I got to do.
I understood what he said, even though that wasn't English.
I got to get some work. That's because I already told the way I was going. But anyway, see contest rules at goodkarmabrands.com. Dr. Ken's Black History Month trivia. Make sure you are here. So here's what I do. So I say, hey, call. And we load up the lines. And I ask the question. This. Is it this?
That's great.
And you get four. And if you get it wrong, we scratch the question and we go to the next caller, ask them a new question.
To all my fellow public school graduates, remember, in multiple choice, you either always select B or C. That's how I got through school. You just select B or C.
You was a great D student, wasn't you?
I was a phenomenal D student. Phenomenal. No, you know what? Some mentees might be listening. I was not a D student, y'all.
We know you wasn't a D student.
Well, I don't want them to think that, you know.
Well, we know.
Because I be on.
You know. You got
education.
I thought D's to get degrees.
I'm sorry?
I thought D's get degrees.
Yeah, they do. You just got to have some A's, B's, and C's to go with them.
Just we'll talk offline, DJ Breezy.
Thank you for letting me hang out for the first hour.
You're going to leave me now? You did tell me that. I mean, I'm not going to act brand new. You did tell me you were leaving. And I appreciate
that's how I get treated. That's how
I so appreciate you being here. Because at first you were like, you got this on your own, which I was ready to do. Ladies, you know we could do this. What's wrong?
Why y'all got to make it a gender thing?
Because I can't.
He says with his voice.
Because
with his voice deep.
Let me tell you something. This year, don't come at me talking about I said something inappropriate.
Nobody said you said anything.
No, I know you didn't. I'm just saying. I am leveraging that tweet from our commander-in-chief. Black women, I wish somebody would tell us. But you can't say that.
Black period.
I'll be like, oh, really?
Excuse me, you need to take that picture down. I find that offensive. I'm going to find everything offensive.
Oh, actually, see, now we're talking. Now we're cooking with peanut oil.
I find that offensive.
It's like what Dave Chappelle said. It's called leverage.
It is.
Leverage.
This is a leverage opportunity. If you didn't see his latest on Netflix.
Oh, it's good.
O-M-G.
It's phenomenal. He's a great, you know what? He's one. The reason why I like Dave Chappelle, it's not so much that he's hilarious. He's a great storyteller.
And if you just
he's a phenomenal storyteller.
But here's the kicker. You can't jump in the middle. You have to listen to the whole story from the beginning.
But you don't want to stop listening.
No.
That's a great storyteller. From the time that he opens his mouth, he's got you just like, I just need him to stop smoking. That's none of my business. That man.
Well, some people can tolerate it.
Some people can't. Well, I don't want to smell it. I don't want to inhale it.
I just want to wonder what's in that bottle. Yeah, water.
All right, y'all. Well, let's get into it. I know we've been talking a lot about
tonight,
the Super Bowl. Let's get into something a little bit closer to home. It's a little deeper than headlines, and it's actually a very important subject matter, which is healthcare. Okay, we're talking about your healthcare. We're talking about your benefits, and quite frankly, your family's security. So let me break this down plainly, because again, y'all, I'm public school. I'm not like Dr. Ken and Sherwin. They're highly intellectual, 3+ syllable word using. So let me just break it down to my people the way that I could break it down. So more than 5,000 Milwaukee County employees. So these are the folks that plow our streets. These are the folks that process our paperwork, staff our clinics, and serve in our court system. Woke up this week to find out that their healthcare contract expired. More than 5,000 Milwaukee County employees woke up and was like, huh? So when I say expired, it's exactly what it sounds like. Not renewed, not renegotiated, expired. Let me say it again. Not renewed, not renegotiated, expired, like a coupon. Expire it. You know the commercial? Expire it. So this is what gets me. The only reason why we know this is because somebody finally said, wait a second, who dropped the ball? Resulting in the Milwaukee County Benefits Director getting fired. So now you've got the Milwaukee Health Department. Hi, Dr. Ken. Love you. You got the Milwaukee Health Department scrambling. And you've got a $90 million contract that gets rushed through in a 13-5 vote. And this is what we were told. Don't worry. Everybody was still covered. Okay, cool. But here's my question. I appreciate the fact that everybody is still covered. But this reminds me, there's like a pattern here. How in the BB King do you let $90 million of public contract just slip through the cracks? Not your Netflix subscription, not your gym membership, but your healthcare. Because what I'm trying to understand, because first of all, this is not just a paperwork issue. We're talking about people's health care, whether it's insulin, chemo treatments, mental health therapy, your kid's inhaler, your mama's prescriptions. This is life. And when you have a government that is saying, oops, my bad, with health care, guess who pays the price? Every time. So I want to be clear. I'm not here to play politics. I'm not here to endorse or oppose whether Democrat, Republican, Independent. I honestly, I do not care what the color of the jersey is when it comes to healthcare in this country. If you are responsible for our trust as taxpaying residents, you don't get to go, oops. When it comes to healthcare, especially when it comes to healthcare, that's people's health. And so, and also, you know, let me be real about something else. This hits different when it's our community. Okay, so this, let me speak, this is Milwaukee Black Talk Radio. So let me talk to the black and brown folks for a second. Historically, and I'm not saying anything that you don't already know, but let me just indulge with me for a second while I land the plane, as Sherwin Hughes says. Black folks and brown folks, we already, generally speaking, have a lot of distrust when it comes to our healthcare system, or the healthcare system. It most certainly is not ours. We already fight insurance denials. We already work jobs where benefits are everything. A lot of us work so that we can have benefits. Stop me when I'm lying. We already know what it feels like when institutions say you're covered until you're not. So my only concern, or I guess pushback, is when leadership says everything is fine, nothing to see here, move along. See, here at The Truth, we were like, nah, we're going to have to ask some questions. That's what we do here. We unfilter the truth. And we in particular have Black and brown people in mind when we're unfiltering it. Because I don't like to see grown folks do that with tax dollars. And then what really got me, and DJ Brother Z, do we still have that audio? Because we're going to hear from County Exec David Crawley as he was responding to this. Because I know he probably was like, dude, you have one job. I don't need to smoke right now. I do not pretend to know what it's like to be county executive, especially in a vulnerable city like Milwaukee. And when I say vulnerable, you know what I mean. Any state where, based on the population of Black men, has a double-digit percentage and has the highest rate of has the highest rate of incarcerated Black men, I got to do a little bit of further digging. All I got to say is this. I don't know what it's like to be in that kind of highly visible, impactful role, especially when you're trying to run for an even higher visible role, such as governor. And this is to all elected officials. If there's one thing that we need as Black folks, Black voters, Black taxpayers, more than ever before, is transparency. And when it comes to healthcare questions, we need to understand it. We need explanations. We need to know that it's being fixed. We know that there's measures being put in to prevent it from happening again. And we deserve that. Because it might not be your benefits today, but it could be your benefits the next time. These kind of mistakes, they hurt the bus driver. They hurt the caseworker. They hurt the clerk. They hurt the social worker. They hurt the grandmother that is doing her best to raise her grandkids. Regular people. Us. So do you think, or let me ask this, Truth Nation, and our Truth Talk and text line is 833-212-1017. How do you feel about the responsiveness and reaction? Because again, this was a $90 million healthcare contract, $90 million. And it was like, my bad, it lapsed. It expired. My bad. And I do applaud County Exec David Crawley for terminating or firing the board director. And so if you're wondering what we're talking about here, if you're just tuning in, the Milwaukee County Board approved a new contract Thursday, providing health care benefits for more than 5,000 of their employees. But they had to scramble into action upon learning that the county's benefits director just let the contract expire. $90 million. So Tony Mays, who is now the former benefits director, was immediately fired after news of the debacle became public. County Executive David Crawley, who is one of the leading Democratic candidates for governor, I don't know if I want to use the word defended. That's kind of opinionated. But I will say that County Executive Crawley did terminate the benefits director. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, yeah, once it became public, I'm just here to give y'all the facts and sprinkle a little bit of my opinion, which I've given. That's what I led with. Do we have? Okay, so here we go. We're going to hear from County Executive David Crawley. who again is one of the leading Democratic candidates for governor of Wisconsin. And a lot of people, again, they want to know, like, how do you miss a contract that is going to basically be how 5,000 employees receive health care? And the cost of the contract is, again, $90 million. So a portion of which will be paid to United Healthcare to cover administrative costs, while the majority is an estimate of how much the county will pay out in claims, as the county is self-insured. So again, a lot of people are trying to understand, like, how do you miss a $90 million contract that's directly tied to 5,000 employees' healthcare benefits? Here is a soundbite from Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley in response to this.
There's now some resolution to the mess surrounding a new health care plan for the people who work for the county of Milwaukee.
Yeah, late this afternoon, the county board approved a new health care contract for its employees after the previous one lapsed at the start of this year. AJ Biapour joins us live from Milwaukee County Courthouse, where that vote just happened this afternoon. AJ.
Jessup, Natalie, good evening. Within the last hour or so, the county board has approved a new health care contract. That roughly $90 million policy establishes that coverage will continue for a little more than 5,000 people who work for Milwaukee County. During the conversation, during this afternoon's board meeting, there was certainly plenty of questioning about whether this is the best plan for the county moving forward. However, the majority in a 13-5 vote ultimately believes the county should not wait and needs to adopt a plan now. Workers were still covered during this month after the last contract had lapsed, but most on the county board did not want to risk having United Healthcare walk away or have the talks get even more complicated. Now, the county's benefits director has already been fired over this mess. A common theme on the floor today, though, was the county still needs to get answers about what the heck happened and why healthcare's policy for those workers was not renewed on time.
So we're gonna take a break. We got to take a break. When we come back, Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. When you hear leadership says no harm done, we're good now. We're moving on. He's fired. Let's just keep it moving. Do you believe that? And it's important to ask that question because, quite frankly, a lot of the candidates that are running for governor listen and engage in the show. So they need to hear how you feel about this. 833-212-1017 is our Truth Talk and text line. You can either text, you can call in. I'm here, your girl DT. This is The Truth Unfiltered on the award-winning 101.7 FM.
More of The Truth Unfiltered with Denise Thomas and Dr. Ken Harris is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
And I heard that I was ugly. Came from a chick who when I touch, I set my face bomb, abs tight, racks stuck up, shack height, jury on me, flashlight. I've been listening since last
now
night.
Now, see, why would I think that those kind of lyrics would be the kind of leader that I expect to impact legislation and government? I'm just saying, I love Cardi B, but I love her for what she gives me, and that's entertainment. That's it. I'm not looking for Cardi B to come in and solve a civil rights crisis. We were talking about that earlier if you're just tuning in. That's all I'm saying. You are tuned in to The Truth Unfiltered with DT and Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken was here with us. He just left. I'm going to bring us home for the rest of the show, which is about 36 minutes. Now, prior to break, we were talking about the Milwaukee County office as of, I believe, last Thursday, under the leadership of Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley, had to terminate his benefits director by the name of Tony Mays after it became public that the contract that provides health care benefits for more than 5,000 employees in Milwaukee County had lapsed. $90 million. My bad. Oops. Since then, recently, Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley, who is one of the leading Democratic candidates for governor of Wisconsin, responded. So let's play the audio from Mr. Crawley. And let me get your reactions. Because, like I said before, I don't pretend that I know what it's like to be mayor of Milwaukee or county executive of Milwaukee or sheriff or police chief or fire chief, alderwoman, alderman. I have no idea. So I try not to speak from an expert lens or a subject matter expert lens when I've not walked in their shoes. As a matter of fact, I think it's quite unfair. Now, on the flip side, I am a stakeholder. As someone who lived in Milwaukee over 20 years, I still do a significant amount of partnerships here. I mean, I'm here right now. I left 73 degrees, y'all, yesterday to come be here with y'all. That's how much I love you. Because I promise you, DJ Brother Z, I was on my rooftop. What was that? What's today? Saturday night? No, Friday night on my rooftop outside. Just Friday night. Having a nice nightcap, watching movies outside. So I care about Milwaukee. Milwaukee will always be home to me. And I'm just trying to understand, like, as a Milwaukee resident, native, how do you feel about this? So let's check out the response from Milwaukee County Executive, also candidate for governor of Wisconsin, as he responded to the media's questions on how did you miss a $90 million? And not him, and in terms of you, but the Milwaukee County office. Here we go. Check this out.
Look, we have employees who are responsible for doing their jobs. And so learning that this person did not follow the ordinance the correct way, we took swift action as we needed to do.
What did they do wrong? Do you know what went wrong here?
So that's David Crawley. And here's the thing. As a leadership strategist and coach, I will say this. Leadership ain't easy. I'm not excusing anyone. But I want to just say that it's easy to sit and watch this and say, well, you don't just walk away. You don't just do it. I don't know what was going on. I don't know how County Executive Crawley was even brought to his awareness. I don't know. And I'm sure, I shouldn't say sure, I'm confident that County Executive Crawley will address this at some point. Because one thing I do know is that whenever you speak into the mic, your words can either be used to support you or to hurt you. And as an elected official, you got to be real calculated on what, when, how, and who you speak to. Because many will interpret this as Mr. Crawley just walked away. He didn't respond. And Milwaukee, if we're going to hold, I'm just keeping it real. If we're going to hold certain elected officials accountable for whether or not you interpreted them as being dismissive when they walk away, you make sure you hold all elected officials at all levels and entities, them accountable the same way. Because I know of a particular elected official who gets asked questions all the time and responds in ways that I'm like, are you kidding me? So let if we're going to be forgiving, because we always are, and if we're going to give grace, that same grace should be even stronger with elected officials who look like us. You make your own mind up, but all I'm saying is that at some point, County Executive Crawley will need to address this, because my only thing is this. We just want to know, like, how that happens. And he's not responsible necessarily for those kind of decisions in terms of, look, he's an adult. He had a responsibility. And I want to be clear. I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying, again, how does that happen? And maybe the question could have been presented in a more, I don't know, dignified manner. I mean, I'm not saying that the journalist who asked the question or the reporter wasn't being dignified, but again, it was timing. Because County Executive Crawley, I don't know if y'all watching this on our YouTube, he did not look happy. He looked like he had just got that news and was like, you're fired. And now I got to go and clean this up. It's a lot. But we do need to know why and how. Because I think we're just tired. We're just tired of feeling as though we've been taken advantage of or bamboozled, especially when it comes to our health care. Especially when it comes to access to quality health care. Because right now, the math ain't mathing when it comes to health care in this country. So again, County Executive Crawley, you probably don't hear it enough, but I know this is not easy. And you got a lot going on. You're trying to run for governor, and these types of, and I'll use the word distractions, because man, it's like, dude, you had one job. You're the benefits director. That's like the core part of your, it's like $90 million. You knew it was coming. Make it make sense. What exactly went wrong? So again, this definitely needs to be further investigated, which I'm sure it is. The firing, for me, that wouldn't be enough. Because it's kind of like, people aren't disposable. I mean, like in that kind of role, when you fire them, okay, well then now what? Are you bringing somebody in that's going to, it reminds me of a certain school district. Over and over, the revolving door. And the babies are the ones that are impacted the most. But I'm not going to go there. But y'all know what I'm talking about. Because one thing I am for sure about when it comes to leadership, and that's accountability. That's all I'm saying. Our Truth Talk and text line is 833-212-1017. DJ Brother Z, I'm going to say this, and it just kind of hurts, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. Football's over. Football's over until September. I don't count preseason. That to me is like, that's like a warm-up. Football is over, y'all. Like, it's Monday. What do you do on a Monday night when football season is over? I'm just curious. 833-212-1017. Can y'all help me out and give me something to do? Because when I leave here in about 20 minutes or so, I'm like, there's no Monday night football. There's no more professional football, or football for that matter, until the fall. And it's just February. So please, y'all, help me understand, how do I shake this bug of not having football for a whole, 6 months? That just sounds bad saying it out loud. But in the meantime, we do have another interesting headline. And it just, this boils down again. It's like, come on, leadership. What are we doing? Now, the Milwaukee County Board has adopted a new measure as of last Thursday aimed at regulating how immigration officers, also known as ICE, could operate in Milwaukee County. So the Milwaukee County Board, voted to approve a new ordinance requiring law enforcement agencies to get a permit before using any Milwaukee County parks as a staging area. That's right, Milwaukee County parks. So while it applies to all police agencies, supervisors made it clear in their remarks that they believe it's a necessary precaution in case ICE or any other federal immigration officers are sent to Milwaukee in large numbers. We got a soundbite for this too, right? Okay, so let's listen to this soundbite. And when we come back, because I'm just trying to understand, do you feel safer? Or do you think that this limits law enforcement too much? And here's the real one. Who really gets protected when policies like this aren't in place? So let's take a listen. We'll take a break. And then when we come back, we'll get into hearing for you. Because I got a bunch of questions I want to ask y'all, Truth Nation. Yes, you. I want to ask you something. So let's listen to this first, and then we'll get into the dialogue.
County Board adopted a new measure aimed at regulating how immigration officers could operate in the county. The board voted to approve a new ordinance requiring law enforcement agencies to get a permit before using any Milwaukee County parks as a staging area. While it applies to all police agencies, supervisors made clear in their remarks they believe it is a necessary precaution in case ICE or any other federal immigration officers are sent to Milwaukee in big numbers.
We have seen federal agents absolutely out of control with no regard to the law or basic human decency.
I equate this right now, this moment, to preparedness, to developing plans when we know that there's something coming.
Under the ordinance, not getting a permit would lead to a ticket for unauthorized use of a county park, and that comes with a fine of up to $5,000.
All right, we'll be back.
More of The Truth Unfiltered with Denise Thomas and Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Truth Unfiltered with Denise Thomas and Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
The Milwaukee County Board just approved an ordinance that says the following: law enforcement agencies, including federal immigration officers also, or that includes ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, must get a permit before using our county parks as staging grounds. If you've been watching ICE coverage, they be up in the park staging, getting ready. So what this means basically is that they can't just roll up deep, unannounced, and setting up shop in our neighborhoods like it's a military base. I mean, not anymore. I mean, if they want to, they got to be brave, because if they do and they don't have a permit, that's a $5,000 fine. Now, let me just say this clearly so folks don't miss this. This applies to all law enforcement. All law enforcement. Okay, so we're unfiltering the truth here. This is Truth Unfiltered. Let's unfilter this truth about what's really being addressed here. Because supervisors said the quiet part out loud. They are preparing in case ICE, again, the Immigration Customs Enforcement Agency, or any other type of federal agents, if they decide to come through Milwaukee heavy. Because we've all seen over the past several months what that looks like in this country. The separation of families, communities that are terrorized, and folks scared to go to school, scared to go to work, scared to go to the grocery store, scared to go to any public place, and rightfully so. One of the supervisors said something that stood out to me. They said, and I quote, "We've seen federal agents absolutely out of control with no regard to the law or basic human decency." Wow. And my thing was, when did elected officials start talking like that? I'm like, okay. That tells you something for a county supervisor. And I quote, "We've seen federal agents absolutely out of control with no regard to the law or basic human decency." So let me frame this for us, Truth Nation. This is not anti-law enforcement. I want to be clear. This is not anti-law enforcement. This is accountability. This is transparency. This is do not come into our house without knocking first. And even if you knock, unless you have something that proves that you have a right to enter my home, that don't even mean that I'm required to open the door. Parks are where our kids play. Let me paint the picture. This is where our kids play ball. This is where you see us having our morning walks. The aunties, I should say. Our elders. And I see it all the time. I can't remember the name of the park. It's right on Plankington. Is that Plankington? It's where, what's that restaurant? Benihana's. It's like right across the street from Benihana's. And I see elders just sitting out there talking because my son used to live over there. And I'd walk Ernie. And sometimes, you know, I would engage if they looked like they wanted to, you know, have a younger person talk. But I'm saying, like, we in the parks. This is where our festivals happen. A lot of us had our first kiss in a park. Parks mean something. DJ Brothers, he's like, no.
I'm a school bus.
Oh, you had your first kiss on a school bus?
Yep.
Okay.
Shout out, Jessica.
Hey. Seriously, this is an area. Parks mean something to us in our community. It's where we go have our cookouts sometimes. You know, we got 5 minutes of summer here in Milwaukee, so we be outside. Parks are not staging areas. They're not tactical zones. They're not fear factories. So why? And what I love about this move from Milwaukee County Supervisors, shout out to y'all, because it's about time. This is proactive. I get so sick of us being reactive. This is proactive. We didn't wait for it to hit the fan. We didn't wait for chaos. Milwaukee County said, look, we see what's happening nationally. So let's prepare now. Thank you. Thank you. We get it. That's leadership. That's strategy. That's how you do it. You get ahead of the curve. That's grown folks. Governance. That's what we do when we are true adults in leadership. Because we see what's happening. And the last thing we need to know is we didn't think it happened here in Milwaukee. Hey. So based on this, do you feel safer? Do you feel safer knowing that this ordinance is going to make sure that people just don't come here in a uniform and terrorize honest people, including children? So again, the Milwaukee County Board just approved an ordinance that says, and I quote, law enforcement agencies, including federal immigration officers, must get a permit before using our county parks as staging grounds. And again, that means you ain't going to just be rolling up in Milwaukee unannounced. You ain't going to be just setting up terrorizing shops in our neighborhoods. Got to get that permit first. 833-212-1017. Does this make you feel safer? Does this make you feel more confident in our leadership? I think this is a good move. Because again, it's proactive. It's not reactive. And it's not waiting on something to go down. Which is what I appreciate about this ordinance. A positive anything is better than a negative nothing. So that's how I feel. How do y'all feel? 833-212-1017. Because we're always talking about our elected officials doing the right thing. Where was the government? Where was the legislators? Where was the lawmakers? We knew it was coming. We knew it was happening. Well, here you go. The ordinance, bottom line, basically says that Milwaukee County parks belong to the people, not unchecked power. And that is worth talking about. You are listening to Truth Unfiltered. Thank you so much for tuning in. I see y'all in the YouTube message or chat room. I see y'all. Thank you for the love. Appreciate you. You could have been anywhere in the world, and you chose to be here. When we come back, I'm going to wrap things up. Happy, 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 happy Black History Month. We got like 19 days left, y'all. But it doesn't stop on the 28th, because Black history is American history. However, for the next 19 days, let's maximize this month in honoring especially those unsung Black heroes and heroines. Let's make sure that we do that, y'all, because Black history is American history. And for those that are opponents or object Black history, okay, well, let's take everything that you utilize that was invented or innovated by a Black person, and let's see what's left for you to use if you don't want to honor and celebrate Black History Month. You're listening to The Truth, 101.7 FM, Milwaukee Black Talk Radio. This is your girl, DT, on The Truth Unfiltered with DT and Dr. Ken Harris. We will be back.
You are listening to The Truth Unfiltered with Denise Thomas and Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
DJ Brother Z. So I'm going to do my closing monologue now, and I'm just giving you a special shout out. So that way, if it's something that moves you, because I need some publicity here. Let me get on 101.7 The Truth social media tomorrow. Okay. I'm going to try to do my best to bring it home. If you're just tuning in, thank you so much. If you've been with us since 6 o'clock, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. As we mentioned, Dr. Ken and I did a special edition of Truth Unfiltered live here in our studio inside Third Street Market Hall, the American Family Insurance Studio. And I'm always thrilled to be back here in Milwaukee live in the studio. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We've been talking a lot today about leadership. And before we close out tonight's show, number one, and I don't know if Gary's still listening. I think it was Gary. It might have been either the Gary or the caller. But one of those two gentlemen, one of those two kings, made a great statement about leadership starts at home. And I so just want to piggyback off of that as part of our closing today. Also, quick note, I don't like to say when I say that I'm allergic to that. I get mad at myself. I will be on the Sherwin Hughes Show tomorrow, beginning 11 o'clock, the last hour. And we're going to show Sherwin some love, because as he had mentioned today on his show, I don't think he knows that I know, but I know he's being recognized, very well-deserved recognition as part of the 28 Days of Black History here in Milwaukee. So tomorrow, make sure you tune in all day, starting with the morning show. Homer, Dame, Bailey. Then we go into Sherwin. I'll be on from 11 to noon. The Tori Lowe, Dr. Ken. It's always consecutive hours, 11 consecutive hours of Black Talk Radio, because you deserve it. Now, I just want to leave you with something regarding what we've been talking about, leadership. Leadership, especially in our community, it's shaping the next generation. And I'm not saying anything that you don't already know, but I do want to talk to my people for a minute. So just bear with me as I talk to my fellow Black and brown families, as I talk to my fellow Milwaukee Black and brown families, folks who love this city just like I do. We have got to start having a real conversation about who we call leaders. because somewhere along the way, as Malcolm X stated so eloquently that we played earlier, that took place 1963. Can you imagine doing the same thing for 60 years? We've started. We have been confusing fame with leadership. Our community. Just because you're famous does not qualify you to be a leader. We are confusing visibility. Thanks, social media, with credibility. Don't get me started on that. We're confusing followers with wisdom. Oh, so because they have 20 trillion followers, that makes them credible. Just because somebody went viral does not qualify them to be a leader for our community. Just because somebody can dunk a basketball, just because somebody can throw a football, just because somebody can drop an album or trend on social media, that does not qualify them as a leader. Does not mean that they can lead a community. It doesn't mean that they understand policy. They don't understand economics. They don't understand how the system works because they never had to. But yet we're holding them that in that regard. And it definitely doesn't mean that they're capable of fighting for your grandmama's health care or your child's future. So let entertainers entertain. Let's let athletes compete. We can celebrate them. We can applaud them. We can buy the jersey. We can stream the music. But leadership, that's something different. That's a whole nother level of sacrifice and service. And it's showing up even when people aren't clapping or liking your post. Leadership is sitting in those long county meetings, reading those 200-page budgets, being transparent to the people that voted for you and put you in that seat, organizing neighborhoods, registering voters, mentoring our future black and brown kid or leaders, protecting the rights, civil rights. That's leadership. So don't get mad when they disappoint you, because you can't be mad at somebody who never committed. But you want to base that off of how many likes and stop. We got to do better, y'all. I love you so much. Tune in tomorrow morning starting at 7 a.m. And just stay locked in, because this is the only station that's going to bring you 11 consecutive live hours of Black Talk Radio here in Milwaukee. Have a great night. Make it a safe night. Make it a warm night. I'm going to bed, y'all. I'm tired. I'm not an early morning person. I've been up since 4. So stay locked in. More to come tomorrow all day live. You deserve it. You deserve the truth. And that's what we're going to always give it to you. Brother Z, thank you, my brother. Peace out.